Hey everybody, it's the 25th of March as we wrap up our short devotional week of Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14. I want to read it to you one more time. We've covered a lot in the last several days. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. How are you doing with those things? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Verse 13, bear with each other. It doesn't say be a bear with each other. It says bear with each other. And forgive one another if any of you have a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You may be getting so tired of me telling you, it seems like every week, that we are to forgive. That we are to forgive one another as the Lord forgave us. And let me tell you why I keep talking about it. Because unforgiveness, in my opinion, is one of the greatest things that people hold on to after they've given their life to Christ. Unforgiveness. We receive the Lord's forgiveness, but we struggle with one, forgiving ourselves, and two, forgiving others for past hurts. You know, I want to share a quote with you from C.S. Lewis. He says, to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. Wow, doesn't that put it in perspective? I'm going to take it a step further and say this. The things that I need to forgive in others are less than the things God has had to or chosen to forgive in me. I have offended God more than anyone has ever offended me. And it's not that I haven't been offended. It's certainly not that I haven't been hurt. Believe it or not, not everybody loves the pastor all the time. But that quote from C.S. Lewis really struck me. To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in me. And I want to give God thanks for that today. And I want to continue to push you to forgive others. And maybe you thought you forgave somebody last week. And maybe you did, and maybe they've hurt you again, or maybe those hurts were refreshed. Maybe the Band-Aid was ripped off the wound, and you found that the wound was reinfected. Well, the good news is God gives us another opportunity today to free us from the bondage that comes with unforgiveness. Let's pray about that. Lord, we know that these verses say that love binds all of these things together. It binds the compassion and the kindness and the humility, the gentleness and the patience, and the forgiveness. God, would you continue to soften hearts? Would you continue to remind us to pray for those who have hurt us? Even to pray for their blessing, as hard as that is. Lord, we're not just releasing the offender, but we are being released to receive all that you have for us because we've let go of those things that are inexcusable in others in the realization that you have done that for us. How dare me not forgive? Even when the pain is deep. As Jesus prayed on the cross, forgive them, they know not what they're doing. And I may say, oh, they know what they're doing. But Lord, we're going to leave that between you and them. And you, we know that you call us to just forgive. God, help us in this, even when it seems impossible. Father, all of these things that we've talked about clothing ourselves with, not out of guilt. We don't want to do it out of guilt. We don't want to do it so we feel better. We want to do it because it honors you, because all of those are bound together in perfect unity, because they encapsulate who you are as our Father. God, you are so gentle with us and so kind to us, so patient with us, compassionate to us, Lord. And Father, you showed the ultimate sign of humility when you came to earth as a human and died on a cross. Thank you for that. May we focus on that when others have hurt us. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, for pushing us, nudging us, and loving us through it all as we grow in our faith and commit to prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.